Good morning and welcome to UK Business Morning. I'm Alice.
And I'm Lewis. We're here to make sense of the most pressing business and economic news in the UK and beyond.
Now let's talk about a major challenge facing the steel industry in Europe. ArcelorMittal just turned down over €1 billion in public subsidies to convert its German plants to run on green hydrogen.
That's a big move, I see. So, what's the reason behind this decision?
They're blaming the high cost of energy. Just like SSAB, another European steel producer, has admitted delays in its low-emission steel mill in the Arctic Circle due to power grid issues.
So, energy costs are a major barrier for these companies trying to go green. That's not surprising, but what else are they facing?
Well, there's the capital required to make these changes. It's in the billions. Plus, there's a lack of hydrogen infrastructure and not enough demand for the more expensive low-carbon products.
Right. Axel Eggert from Eurofer said the business case for green steel isn't there in Europe. Some companies are hoping for a bright future, but others are saying they don't have time for this.
Exactly, and it's not just ArcelorMittal. ThyssenKrupp is sticking with its green steel plans despite the crisis in the industry.
Wow, that shows some commitment, but it's clearly not easy. Steel is a critical industry for Europe, accounting for about 7% of world production, right?
Yes, and it's also one of the continent's biggest emitters. EU steel plants pump out 200 million tonnes of CO2 every year, which is bigger than the annual emissions of the Netherlands.
That's a massive amount. So, the EU's emissions trading system was supposed to help by making companies buy permits for their emissions, but they're being undercut by cheaper, dirtier imports, mainly from China.
Exactly, the overcapacity from last year's steel glut, prompted by Chinese overproduction and a demand slump, is more than 4 times the EU's annual steel production.
So, the EU is at a disadvantage because their electricity prices are at least double those in the US. That's really squeezing the margins for electric furnace operators.
Right, and of the $1.6 trillion pipeline of announced global clean industrial projects, only 10% are in the EU.
That's a small percentage. Lord Adair Turner warned that Europe could lose its capacity to produce basic types of steel to countries like Morocco, which has abundant solar power.
Sweden has attracted some of the EU's most advanced green steel projects thanks to its hydropower, but even there, projects like Stegra and Hybrit are facing delays.
So, what's the solution? The EU is planning to announce export support for steelmakers, which could involve changes to the carbon border tax.
But steelmakers like ArcelorMittal say the carbon border tax doesn't protect them from being undercut by external competition like China.
And Europe isn't alone in struggling with this transition. US producers have similar problems, despite lower energy costs.
Todd Tucker from the Roosevelt Institute said governments need an all-of-the-above strategy that encompasses climate, industrial, and economic policy.
That makes sense. Axel Eggert from Eurofer agreed, saying policymakers need to act swiftly and effectively to reverse recent decisions to delay projects.
So the bottom line is that while the push for green steel is important for reducing emissions, the economic and logistical challenges are significant.
And it's clear that without urgent action and support from governments, Europe's steel industry could fall further behind in the global race to decarbonize.
That's our look at the challenges facing the European steel industry. We'll be right back after this break.